Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply pay to play. Pay to play. Think of all the things we enjoy, the movies we like to watch, the places we like to go, the things we like to do, the vacations we like to take. And all of those things come with a cost. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there are very few things that we can do that does not have a price associated with it. We have to pay to play. I don't care if you're going to an amusement park or a museum. Typically, there is an entry fee just to get in and to take advantage of all the things we enjoy. And in business, my friends and neighbors, the pay to play concept also has a relevance because we're all looking for things that liberate, that free us and everyone around us. And in order to enjoy the finer things in life, in order to set the legacies that we desire for our children and children's children, in order to make our mark on the world, my friends, a cost is required. We all have to pay to play. Let's analyze these costs in our cost acronym. The four key components that I've got to be willing to do to excel and advance in business. Everyone that embarks on a business journey wants to be successful. Yes, my friends and neighbors, nobody sets out to fail. Nobody tries to lose. Everyone attempts to win, but the how is where the challenges often come. Well, let's outline how in our cost acronym. That C reminds us of the cost for collaboration. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we have to work with others in order to succeed, and we cannot wait until the last minute to begin to collaborate. See, when you wait until the last minute to do it, then it's not collaboration, it's desperation. But there is a cost of collaboration. There is an importance to mentorships, to partnerships, and to fellowships. These relationships that we build that last us for many times a lifetime. Think of who you're working with. Think of the individuals on your team right now that you know what you can go to bat with, you can go to battle with, that these are the individuals that you look forward to seeing, hearing, interacting with every day. My friends and neighbors, there is a cost, and that cost is the cost of collaboration. What does that cost mean? In order to work well with other people, three things are required. First is humility. That's recognizing the need for other people even stronger and more competent than you. That's us saying to ourselves, you know what? There are people that know more than we know. There are people that can do more than we can do. There are people that can accomplish more than we can accomplish. I'm truly thankful for the members on our team. The people that work with us at Simply Success are a unique breed of individuals, and I enjoy and learn from every single one of them. It's humility that's required in order to make that happen. The second component is civility. It's treating all the partners with the highest levels of respect and trust. It's not debating. It's not arguing. It's not butting heads. It's not acting in a manner that's not representative of professionalism. On the contrary, my friends, in order to pay the cost of collaboration, humility and civility are required. And then finally, adaptability. Compromise is needed when two or more people are working together. If you've ever seen the Olympics, they have a competition called rowing. And this is when these men and women are in long boats and they're all rowing in the same direction. Well, what happens is, depending on the pace of the rower in front of you, you've got to adapt your pace as well. You've got to adapt throughout that entire race because one person rowing out of sequence can damage every goal of every member on the boat. It's compromise needed. Yes, my friends and neighbors, outline how and when and where you've compromised in your collaborations with the members on your team. The first cost is the cost of collaboration. The second cost in our pay-to-play theme is the cost of organization. This is the cost of establishing good habits, prioritizing our days, following systems and creating new ones, operating within the confines of a structure. Everyone needs a cost of organization. Let me ask you, my friends and neighbors, how organized are you? How well planned is your day? Do you have it all outlined on a schedule? Do you have an assistant or someone that helps you stay on task and keep keep things in line? Are you organized enough to send emails to all of your prospects and clients and referrals? Are you organized enough, my friends, to set aside time for training and personal and professional development? Organization is essential, and it's a cost required, and it's a cost we've got to be willing to pay. That S in our cost acronym reminds us of saturation. Yes, my friends and neighbors, this is the cost of immersing ourselves in a cause. When you think about something that's saturated, you think of something that's completely covered, that's soaking, as it were, that's completely immersed or imbued into something. Well, you think about it, my friends. Every successful person you know was saturated with a cause. Don't you know that LeBron James was saturated with basketball? I'm sure that when he was a young kid, it was on his mind every waking hour. Do you recognize that Steve Jobs was saturated with the vision of Apple, and Zuckerberg with Facebook, and Gates with Microsoft? Yes, my friends and neighbors, every successful person pays a cost of saturation. This is when you're giving your time in years, not in months, not in days, not in weeks, but this is when you're giving long-term commitments to everything that you're doing. This is when you're giving it everything you've got, and you're making sure that some things are not going to happen because the priority is to take care of the cause. We're thankful for everyone that has saturated themselves in a cause, from the civil rights leaders that have done it, to the revolutionary leaders that have done it, to everyone that's fought for freedom, to everyone that's created an idea or an innovation or a technology that we're using today. I think of Alexander Graham Bell and the years it took him to develop the telephone, and Thomas Edison, the years it took him to develop the working light bulb and phonograph. They were saturated with these missions, my friends and neighbors, and in order for us to achieve greatness in business, we've got to saturate ourselves. Well, after collaboration and organization and saturation, finally there comes termination. This is simply the art of distancing ourselves from the people, places, and things that are detrimental to our cause. Everyone, my friends and neighbors, does not have your best interests at heart. Everyone's not going to go in the same direction that you desire. Everyone's not going to do the things that you want to do. And every now and then, there is a cost because you've got to separate, sometimes permanently, sometimes temporarily. But termination of relationships, termination of environment, all of those things are essential in order for us to win in advance. See, some people don't want to terminate. They want to keep the same relationships all the time. They don't want to distance themselves from those that are detrimental to their success. They want to keep them on board because they feel like it's being rude or unkind or unfriendly if they terminate certain relationships. Well, my friends and neighbors, termination is a requirement. There is important for us to put our minds on a mission and a mission on our minds, and it's only then that we can succeed by paying to play. Listen, my friends, I hope you've enjoyed this training segment, and I can assure you Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.